Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. 6 months ago, World Ocean Radio addressed the public announcement of the Ocean Health Index, a weighted index organized by public goals, incorporating vast amounts of the best available data, and producing a score 0 to 100 that defines a baseline statement of current national performance that is comparable among all countries. The 10 areas of measurement represent key ecological, social, and economic benefits, to include food provision, artisanal fishing, natural products, carbon storage, coastal protection, coastal livelihoods and economies, tourism and recreation, sense of place, clean waters, and biodiversity. The inclusion of human benefit and engagement in the analysis is something of an innovation, a welcome departure for conventional analysis of the ocean as a natural system focused mostly on marine species and habitat. The project premise that a, quote, healthy ocean is one that sustainably delivers a range of benefits to people now and in the future, unquote, is key to the index's value. The calculations are complex and were defined by an estimable team of ocean researchers, economists, and social scientists. The data was assembled from myriad sources, evaluated and weighted. In some instances, of course, it was more developed or incomplete, but every effort was made to compensate for such imbalance in the ways that such statisticians do. The goals were measured in relation to a target. The reference points and components used to evaluate a goal's status, trend, pressure, and resilience varied. But in the end, these measures and their components were weighted and incorporated into a formula designed to produce a rating that was fair and comparable across all nations. The process was published in the preeminent scientific journal Nature in the summer of 2012 and has been subject to extensive peer review, independent comment, and public reaction. For those of you interested in the process and its calculation, I urge you to visit the project website, www.oceanhealthindex.org, for extensive explanation of the more than 100 specific components evaluated, visualization of the data, and much clear and well-organized information. The project was originally funded by Bo and Heather Wrigley and the Pacific Life Foundation and was further supported by Conservation International, National Geographic, and the New England Aquarium and other private donors. World Ocean Radio recently interviewed Dr. Stephen Katona, the project managing director, to discuss reaction to the index since its announcement. First, the ocean and science community have generally welcomed the methodology. There have been some questions raised about reference points in the fisheries and biodiversity elements, and there have been modifications suggested to more fully incorporate issues raised by changing boundaries of national exclusive economic zones. The index works like a clock, complicated fixed mechanics with every element linked to the others, producing an accurate measure, Dr. Katona said. We will inevitably adjust the index as input evolves or expands. There appears to be, however, general satisfaction in the outcome, higher than some expected, and many national governments have signaled their approval by reviewing their ratings in comparison with others, doing their own more detailed studies using the same methods, and adapting the analysis, working at smaller scale, for the development of their individual national ocean policies. Colombia, China, the Philippines, Indonesia, the Cook Islands, and a consortium of African nations have all contacted the index to explore further utility and engagement. That said, what is the project's future? Unlike several other such international projects, the index has funding for 2013-14. As a baseline and as a comparative process, longevity is key to the project's real value. It is essential that countries be able to measure results through the analysis and its correlative value with other nations. Inherent in the process is the ability to study and compare different solutions to similar projects, understand the amplification effect of comparable policies applied to regional solutions, and to understand that interconnectedness and implication of shared strategy in the deep ocean outside of national jurisdiction is basic to the solution provided. The index has then multiple levels of use, as a local structure for management and research, as an instrument of national policy, as a comparative measure of national success in solving integrated complex problems, as a basis for regional cooperation, and as a motivation for international agreement in the form of ratified treaties and standards in the name of the sustainable ocean. Finally, what about communications and outreach? Dr. Katona confirmed the difficulty of that challenge. Yes, there is an excellent website. Yes, there are bilateral and multilateral conversations among decision makers regarding specific policy and practice. Yes, there are uses built into the index that can be shared as educational products for partner organizations. And yes, there are conferences, educational possibilities, and social media as tools for outreach. But how do we reach the millions who truly matter as the political, financial, and social beneficiaries of the index and its future implications? That is the question asked. Each of us is the answer. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.